Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Learning Spanish for Beginners podcast, session 13, how to pronounce the letter E in Spanish. Welcome to a new session of Learning Spanish for Beginners podcast. In this session, we will learn how to pronounce the letter E in Spanish. Por cierto, by the way, you can get a list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforajob.com/topwords. If you have ever felt overwhelmed with Spanish vocabulary, it's time to focus on the words that are used most often in everyday conversations. Remember, you can get your copy of the list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforyourjob.com/topwords. How to pronounce the letter E in Spanish. The easiest way to remember how to pronounce it correctly is to imagine there is a letter H after the E in English, so it sounds like E, which is similar to the way it is pronounced in the English words elephant or electronic. One important note about the E is that if you use the English pronunciation while pronouncing words in Spanish, native Spanish speakers may think you're referring to a different vowel, the I, which in Spanish is pronounced as a short double E, E. So make sure to pronounce the E in Spanish as E to avoid any confusion. Now, here are a few examples that use the vowel E in Spanish. La escuela, school, la escuela, el equipo, team, el equipo, la estrella, star, la estrella, el elefante, elephant, el elefante, especial, special, especial. Now, a simple way to memorize the right pronunciation of the vowel E in Spanish is to imagine the following mental image as you listen to loud music in your mind. The elephant is dancing electronic music in Barcelona. This unusual mental association will help you remember how to pronounce the E in Spanish. If you would like to review a text version of these contents, you can access a PDF transcript of this session at learningspanishforbeginners.com/11. That's all for today's session. And by the way, if you would like to improve your Spanish pronunciation, I have created a pronunciation guide with text and video that you may find useful. In this guide, you'll be able to review the pronunciation of all letters in Spanish, as well as the answers to common questions about pronunciation. You can access the Spanish pronunciation guide for free at spanishforyourjob.com/pronunciation. Thanks for listening to Learning Spanish for Beginners podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review and let me know what is your biggest challenge when it comes to learning Spanish so I can help you. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.